chuckling.
Why are you chuckling?
I was just thinking about Roberta.
Oh.
And yesterday, how you annoyed me.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It was so funny yesterday.
Yeah, you ruined, by the way, Roberta, you can take credit for pretty much ruining the entire program. Once you got on, the rest of the program went down the scoot.
How did I do that?
You and your doing your paper thing and banging around with your cereal bowl. Yeah, all of that.
She's come prepped today.
Yeah. But today, I have vowed not to let it get the best of me.
Mm.
All right?
Uh-oh. She's eating again.
Yeah.
I'm swallowing my coffee.
Right,
okay, coffee. Okay.
Michael, stand by to
loudly
cut Roberta's microphone off at any moment. Roberta Fasanelli, the queen of cheap, along in about a half hour with some deals from Amazon, Mimi's Cafe, and more, part of the Queen of Cheap Savings Celebration. Every day we have a celebration. Is that how the...
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Cool in the gang. Here I am, cool, and there's my gang. Jennifer and Roberta here on Good Day. Here's a guy that I want you to meet because he's done something that nobody else has done. I always like to meet people who do things that are important and that are fun. This fellow attempted to break the Guinness World Record for the most amount of weight lifted squatting in an hour.
Ooh.
This is, let's see here.
That's kind
of hot. Right, it is kind of hot. I want to find a woman that can do this, but this guy, well, maybe he can send us in the right direction. His name is Walter Urban. His website, Roberta, for you to check him out, and Jennifer and everybody at home, walterurban.com. Somebody created a website, walterurban.com, and strangely enough, this guy stood up to the challenge. He's right there to fill the space at walterurban.com. So, Walter, may I call you Walter? You want me to call you Mr. Urban? What do you want me to call you?
Walter's great, thanks.
Walter is fine. All right. So you decided you wanted to break the Guinness World Record for the most amount of weight lifted during an hour. Now, the previous record was set by six-pack Ryan Lapidat. In,
you know he's good because he's got a nickname.
2009. He got a six-pack. He lifted 125,065 pounds in an hour. All right. Now, you're older than Ryan by how much, Walter?
About 21 years.
All right. You are now.
Let me just preface this because I am on the website right now.
Yeah, okay.
And Walter, you know, you're thinking, I was thinking like meaty, big, like crazy.
Buff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Walter's like this good looking guy. He looks very in shape, but he's not, I mean, you're not like huge and bulky like we see on TV.
Wow. No, not at all. You know, it's kind of funny that you say that because when I showed up for the show, the producer came out and she was looking for Walter Urban and I was standing right there and I had to tell her like three or four times that it was me and this is what happens when you don't do steroids or performance enhancing drugs. So
yeah.
It's a good point. I appreciate the part about being good looking though. That's good.
It is.
Well, Jennifer's available if you want to check her out. You can go to DougStiffin.com and just look at Jennifer's pictures. They're all set there. Anyway, you wanted to target what weight? Just anything that would beat what Lapidat had done before?
Well, no, it actually was about a 5-month plan. I mean, I've been a power lifter for about 15, 16 years now. So it isn't
right.
Like I just said, you know, I want to go out and do it.
Uh-huh.
And I just tried to figure out what weight I was comfortable with. I weigh 165 normally when I'm competing. So,
wow.
You know, I didn't want to go too heavy because the heavier you go, the higher your heart rate goes, the more work it is, your body temperature goes up. So it took me about 5 months to figure out what was the ideal weight and how many reps I can do.
Mm-hmm. And
this
so
is one of those things like you don't want to do at home, you know.
No, yeah, don't do this at home. What was the? What did you settle in on? What was the? You could, and this is all lifting, squatting. So describe what that is all about. How does that work?
Okay, well, basically you put the and squatting is typically one of those two or three different exercises that pretty much everybody does when they go in a health club in you know, the United States.
Right.
And basically you're putting the weight on your back and you're squatting down. Now, there's different levels for a squat depending if it's an IPF squat or if it's just a general squat. So
if it's a dirty public toilet, that's when I practice my squat.
That's a good point. But basically your hips should go down somewhat parallel with your knees, and again, it depends on what type of squat it is. Mine wasn't quite parallel, but basically, I settled in at I did 450 squats at 145 pounds, and 450 squats at 135 pounds, which would get me to about 126,000 plus. And then I actually did a 4 extra squats on TV because they kind of came back and I was still live and I just didn't want to be standing there for the last 10 minutes or 10 seconds because everybody was counting down. It's just,
is that when you were on with Regis and Kelly?
Yeah, exactly. I did four more for effect, so that got me over 127,000 pounds.
Yeah. Wow. What did Kelly think about it? What was the reaction? Regis is probably nonplussed. What did Kelly have to say about it?
Well, it's funny. I think somewhere in the middle of the show, she made a comment about what are squats good for and for your rear end, and that my rear end was probably rock hard, and it pretty much is. But that's another subject.
He does say so himself.
All right. So what does this exercise do for your legs, your quads, your knees? Is there anything that you worry about with regard to your knees as you do this?
No, you know, that's the funny thing. Again, I always tell people that whenever you're thinking about exercising, go find somebody that really knows what they're doing. Don't go in with a friend. Don't go in with your husband or your wife or your boyfriend or girlfriend. Go in and find somebody that really knows what they're doing, because if you're doing a squat correctly, your knees don't even come into this. I mean, typically when I'm squatting for powerlifting, I'm going for a 1 rep max, which usually if I'm in a competition at my weight at 165, I'm trying to lift like 500 pounds, 505, something like that.
Right.
And it's really your back, your glutes, and your hamstrings. So that's really what a squat is. If you're doing the squat incorrectly, then your knees are going to come into it. You could have some, you know, MCL, ACL type problems. But if you're doing it correctly, it's really not that bad. And it's a great overall thing for your heart, for, you know, your body in general.
We're having a conversation with the breaker, the holder, I guess, at this point in time, of the Guinness World Record for the most amount of weight lifted squatting over the period of an hour. 127,245 pounds, 904 squats, and his name is Walter Urban. We'll continue our conversation because we do, as you know, put great focus and I actually, frankly, have great admiration for this sort of thing, both with men and with women, as we continue. It's 13 after the hour. How about your sleep last night? Did you get a good night's sleep? Did you rest well, or did you get up? Did you toss around? You woke up and you had to go to the bathroom, right? You went and you went back to bed, and then you had to get up again. You're not taking the supplements that I'm telling you. You have to get on to the program of the Super Master Prostate Program with those wonderful ingredients that have been proven to promote healthy prostate function and help you get a good night's sleep. It's all natural. Master Prostate is something you can get free now. They have a million bottles of this stuff that they're giving away. Master Prostate is available free to you by calling 800-716-6520. So to promote this thing, they're giving you the free bottle. You'll have to pay a little shipping and handling fee. That's it. Free bottle. See how well it works. It'll change your life. If you're getting up, please make sure you see a doctor for a checkup and start taking Master Prostate Formula. Do it now by calling 800-716-6520. Yeah, I said now. Do it now. The free bottle offer will not last forever. Why not tell him you're listening to Doug Steffen? He wants you to get a better night's rest. He wants your prostate to be healthy. That's why he's told you to call 800-716-6520.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A priority buyer pre-approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Oh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails messages to her customers, they share it with their friends. And Louise gets more new business calls than she can count. Well, actually she can, because she's an accountant.
Try a whole new way to do word of mouth at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month, and now come with a money-back guarantee.
I have admiration for people like Walter Urban. We're having a conversation about the new champion in the sense of powerlifting. You're all kinds of things. There are powerlifting meets all the time, aren't there, around the country?
Yes, actually around the world. Yep.
Around the world. All right. Mm-hmm. So this is non-steroidal. We have a lot of people in this country who believe they must take performance-enhancing drugs because of Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens and baseball, football. You look at the football guys, you know they're taking these drugs. And you look at a lot of the people who are strength athletes, and you know they're taking this stuff. What you're trying to do is encourage young athletes to stay clean, right, in essence?
Absolutely. I mean, there's two things. Well, three reasons I did this. One is that people can stay healthy and strong, and even get stronger into their 50s and 60s.
Right.
I've been to three world championships in the last 6 years, and it's amazing when you see some people in their 60s and 70s. And actually, my best powerlifting meet was last November at 52. I lifted more weight than I'd ever lifted before. Mm-hmm. So that was the first thing. The second thing was that you don't have to cheat to do big things. I mean, it's a lot harder, but you just have to train smarter. And I see a lot of young girls and a lot of guys. And that's the amazing thing is people don't think that women are doing steroids, but you see a lot more women getting into it. So that was the two reasons. The third reason was that it was a huge challenge, and that's why I did it.
What about the women who are trying this, the women powerlifters who are not using steroids? How are they doing?
Phenomenal. I mean, again, the thing that I tell people, in general, you go into the gym, and if you find somebody that really knows what they're doing, you'd be amazed with what you can do. And that's always relative. I mean, you don't have to go out there and break a world record. You don't have to go out there and do a Guinness thing. You can still do big things. You just set your goals, find people that know what they're doing, because that's really what I did. I had three people in my support group besides my family. I had my head coach, who is a former world record holder, record champion. I found a specialist in muscles. And then I also found a specialist who's actually worked with several Olympic teams in mental performance, because I'd been at about 112,000 pounds for about 6 to 8 weeks, and I was stuck there, and I needed to have a new approach to get over that last 15,000 pounds, and part of it was mental from, sure, learning how to control fatigue and things like that.
Yep, I can get it. Well, you're going to be congratulated. It's a good story, one that you're telling. If you're interested in checking Walter out more, go to WalterUrban.com, as you would expect. It's spelled, holder of the Guinness World Record for the most amount of weight deadlifted in an hour. It's good inspirational stuff. It'd be good for you to go visit a lot of high schools and get kids back on that phys ed track, because we have so much trouble with obesity. Walter, yeah, good to meet you. Thank you for joining us here on Good Day. 21 after.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WISEFoodStorage.com. WISEFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
All right, I have consumer news here. IKEA says it's going to ditch plastic bags this fall. I think every single company in the country, if not the world, ought to do the same thing.
Did you realize if you want a bag at IKEA, you have to pay for it?
That is a good business model. Make people pay for their bag. In Roberta's case, her husband's been paying for that bag for 30 years.
Hi, Gore. Would you give me a hand with the bags?
Certainly. You take the blonde, and I'll take the one in the tray, then.
Having fun with Doug Steffens' Good Day.
From the sing-off last night, this is somebody named Sonos, S-O-N-O-S, singing Chris Isaak's Wicked Game. You know this song, Jennifer?
I do. It's an old song. It's a good one, though.
Is this a good way for it to begin?
The world I would never recognize
it. I thought this was this singing was without, I thought this was a cappella.
This is
a cappella.
No, that's
not.
Yes, it is.
That's not.
Is
that
what is
the,
their mouth?
Those accompanying her are so good, they sound like musical instruments then.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. It's good. I'm impressed. Apparently the judge thought, judges thought her performance was pretty impressive as well. Okay, it's good. This would be a good song for a jazz station, I think.
The original was really nice. Jazzy.
Yeah, that is nice. I agree
but
with
this
you.
This is even better. I think I might like this even better.
Jennifer and Roberta and Doug with more from the sing-off. Here is Pentatonix performing Katy Perry's E.T. Didn't we hear this from somebody else a week or so ago?
No.
Same song?
You're an alien. Your threshold for it.
Don't like it.
Natural.
No, that sounds fake, doesn't it?
Try to rest me out. You're so hypnotizing.
That's cool, though.
Could you be an angel? Could you be an angel? Your touch,
okay.
Hypnotizing. Feels like I am floating. You're from my home.
Isn't it funny how we all make up our minds after just a few seconds?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What lesson
yeah.
that teaches
just to let
us?
It play out.
Yeah, right. We need
but that's the way it is in radio, too. I mean, when they're doing a focus groups, they only play them the first 3 to 4 seconds because they figure by that time people will hit the button and go to the next station.
Yeah.
Those first seconds have to grab you.
You took the words right out of my mouth, in fact. That's what I was thinking, how difficult it is to get people's attention, mm-hmm. Whether the listener isn't intrigued. Let's just say that in 3 or 4 seconds, I've taken a deep breath or I've gone, oh, that's it. I don't like that show. Hit the button. Okay, so anyway, this is pretty good as well. Difficult song. Judges did a thumbs up on Pentatonix. Okay, next up, North Shore on the sing-off last night.
Here's my story.
Singing a great early pop rock favorite done by Dion DiMucci called Run Around Sue. Let's see what they do with this. It's all I can tell.
With every single guy in town.
Hurt! Hurt! Hurt!
I should have known from the outside.
How about it, Roberta?
Hurt!
Can I say it? Hurt! 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 All right, shut up. Let's listen to this. It's pretty good, actually. I like that. Did you like it?
Yeah, I do like it.
You don't want to cry like I do. To keep away from the wrong
thing. Do what? Crowd likes it. I think this is a trend. We're going back to doo-wop from the 50s. We haven't had enough doo-wop for a long time. It's time to go back to doo-wop. You know where that term came from, right?
No.
Oh, politically incorrect to even explain it on the air. Okay. You know the term WAP.
Yeah.
Okay. So there,
so why do you do
get
it?
Get a list of all of the performers and you'll figure it out, their last names. 28 after on Good Day.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and let's play table tennis. Your Daily High is sponsored by ElisaElana.com. Elisa Ilana creates a fabulous line of awareness jewelry made right here in the USA to raise funds for breast cancer research. Help support the girls is Elisa Ilana's new mantra for breast cancer awareness. Support a loved one, commemorate a milestone, or just say I love you with beautiful jewels from Elisa Ilana Jewelry. Purchase yours at ElisaElana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping. About 2 years ago, I had the opportunity to play table tennis on a cruise, and it was the adult championship, and quite frankly, I won twice. But there he was on another table, a sixth grader, beating everybody, slaughtering them, 21-3, 21-4, 21-5. People that were my age or older or younger could not beat him. I get up and play. He plays me. I look at him. I lose 21-15. I'm thrilled. I scored 15 points against him. Nobody else could. Well, that night, I went back into my mind and said, what can I do to beat this person? Next time we get out there, we play, I win. I win twice. I am so happy. What's the point of this whole thing? And many times in life, we see obstacles. We see people that we think they're better than us. However, if we plan, if we motivate ourselves, if we plan and tell ourselves we are going to win, we're going to execute our plan, then we will be able to overcome any challenge, be it human or physical, that's placed in front of us. Your Daily High is sponsored by ElisaElana.com. Elisa Ilana creates a fabulous line of awareness jewelry made right here in the USA to raise funds for breast cancer research. Help support the girls is Elisa Ilana's new mantra for breast cancer awareness. Support a loved one, commemorate a milestone, or just say I love you with beautiful jewels from Elisa Ilana Jewelry. Purchase yours at ElisaElana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping. This is Andy Green.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally-C. Why Ally-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally-C. For more information and to order Ally-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally-C today.
Good Day program Tuesday. Doug's Good Day. Jennifer will give us a review, actually sort of the early list of cancellations already. The TV season's only, what, 3 weeks old?
Not even.
Already cancellations, so we can take bets on that, but we'll the suspense will last for a while and we'll put you out of your misery in a matter of moments. Speaking of miserable, Jennifer will make way for Roberta and the Queen of Cheap. And why am I chuckling? Why do I think
you're being so mean to me again?
Yesterday you ruined my whole day, and so I'm getting back at you.
Please, no, I didn't.
Yeah, a little bit. All right, so here we are, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads. Let's take a quick trip to China and find out what the Chinese are doing to make life better or not. Some of you who are followers of the Dalai Lama.
Or the Dalai Lama.
Dalai Lama. It could be A-E-I-O-U and sometimes Y. Tibetan monk in... Is there such a thing as the Tibetan monk in community?
Did you say a monk in?
Monk in. Munchkins. The Tibetan monk in community.
Munchkins.
They're so quiet, those monkins.
Yeah, they have the holes in the donuts are named for them, aren't they?
Isn't that the Duncan Munkins. Yeah, that's their distant cousin.
Right, exactly. All right, so anyway, do we lose all our Buddhist listeners if I talk about...
I believe so.
You think so? All right. So the Chinese are trying to rein a little tighter over the Buddhists and their practices, you know, what they've done in Tibet, and the Dalai Lama is not their favorite. The Chinese government said yesterday they will choose... the government, will choose the next Dalai Lama. They're going to leave it to the church. They're going to decide. They'll be the deciders. So how do you think that's going to go over the folks around the country? Probably not too well. The Free Tibet campaign yesterday noted that a couple of young members burned themselves. They call it self-immolation in protest of this. They yelled before they burned themselves, "Long live the Dalai Lama."
I don't think he would approve.
The Dalai Lama?
Yeah.
Why would he like people burning themselves? No, probably not. But he also won't approve of the Chinese government choosing who the next Dalai Lama is.
That's true.
Yeah. So, I mean, nobody will follow. Nobody will pay attention. They'll have a Dalai Lama in exile. Probably because
what's the Dalai Lama's real name if it's not Dalai Lama?
The Dalai Lama's real name is Herbert Fink. You didn't know that. And they're interested.
I thought it was Evan Schwartz.
Evan Schwartz will be the next Dalai Lama. Right. Maybe early. Which, by the way, his name translated into Chinese is Hoi 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 Warmo.
But he's not Chinese.
Yeah, this segment has not offended anybody.
No. Yeah. You think I'm worried about offending a few people?
No.
I have so many listeners, I can afford to lose a few here and there.
Nice.
What's the big deal?
Nice.
Actually, I met the Dalai Lama. He is a wonderful person. Yes,
of course he's a wonderful person.
Did you call him by his first name, Herbert?
Hey, Herbert. Yeah. Yeah, he's got an aura about him that is just incredible. Yeah.
All right, we have to, after we get to Roberta, spend a little time on the stamp thing. There is a question on the Facebook page and also at DougStephan.com about the post office putting living people on their stamps. What do you think of that idea? Actually, there's a story about that as well at DougStephan.com, what's new in that top line. Is it a good idea? A, it's a great idea. It might just save the post office. Ooh, yeah. Mm. B, it's interesting depending on who they pick. C, it's a bad idea. Completely devalues the honor of being on a stamp. And D, it's too late, too little. Nothing can save the post office now. So what if you could choose a stamp? What picture would you put? And apparently you can get this now. I've been told by several sources that the you can buy stamps now that have faces on them. You can make your own?
Yeah, you can make your own, I guess. I actually looked it up. I think you can go online to the Postal Service website and you can download pictures that decorate your stamp.
I don't want to do that. I want to have pictures of my cows on a stamp.
See, and that's if you make it for your own personal use.
Yeah.
What I want to do is have a stamp that I could sell, like the Jennifer Horn stamp or the Doug Steffen stamp or the Roberta.
But you have to pay the post office X number of dollars. I think we have, don't we? Your father's working on a deal for us to sell stamps.com, isn't he?
Totally, stamps.com. And that's where you can make your own.
That's how you know
also.
So much about this.
Exactly. Right. I just found out. Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's something for us to all look forward to big times here on the Good Day program, making your own stamp. And what would you put on the stamp? Would it be a picture of you, your children? Most people would probably say their children, right? Or maybe their dog. I wouldn't say that. Although Charlotte Ann would make a nice...
You put Charlotte on a stamp. Don't lie.
Yeah. I would put Charlotte on a stamp.
You would love it.
I'd also put probably Peaches the cow on a stamp, right? We could have memorial stamps.
And then you could have, like, Edgar, your farmhand.
Right. Yeah.
You could have a tractor. You could have all the tractors you have.
Actually, what would be curious would be if we could make a stamp out of interesting things and interesting people. During the television time, I'm going to tell you a story about a fella whose name is Christopher Barber. All right, that story coming up. But first, let's get to the Queen of Cheap and have
She's
her support
cheap.
Our cheap habits.
Wow! It's Roberta Fessenelli.
That was a very poor attempt at that.
Was there a cartoon character that sounded like that?
I hope not.
What was the cartoon character? He was a dog, and it
was,
he would speak.
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
Casey Kasem is Scooby-Doo. What are you talking about?
My daughter is looking.
Our
bubble
clock. You remember?
Like your daughter needs it. Let me have talk to Victoria. I'm going to give her the number for Bellevue. They can come. Take you away. They're coming to take her away. Ha ha. They're coming to take you away. But you can't go until you give us the update on what's cheap at at DougStephan.com.
Yes, we've got some great free eats. I love free eats. Mm. Today is September 27th, and that means between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m., Cold Stone Creamery is holding their 10th annual ice cream social. They're giving away free ice cream today only.
Not as good as Eastleigh Farm ice cream, but not bad.
Creamery, 5 to 8 p.m. So, Victoria, after school, go over and get free ice cream, the one on Times Square, Stone Cold Creamery. Mimi's Cafe has a free kids meal every time you purchase an adult entree. That goes till September 30th. Free carnitas tacos. Carnitas tacos al carbón from Del Taco. You can get a free one.
What is that?
A carnitas tacos al carbón.
What is the matter with
you? It's a taco made out of
carbón. It's a taco with carnitas and no cheese.
Is that like an Italian taco?
No.
No, carnitas, isn't it pork? And there's
carnitas.
Al carbón means
carnitas
healthy.
Would
it's
be
like
meat.
It's carnitas
taco al carbón.
Is that subject to the feminine and masculine That is, carnito would be male yes, meat, and carnitas would be female meat.
Yeah. Right, it's the female pork, yes.
Yeah, female pork is carnitas.
Very good, Doug.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to get it clarified so we all know, Roberta. I don't want to mislead people. This is important.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
You get a free one with any purchase. Mail that goes through October 4th.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to cook for yourself, there's a free pumpkin cookbook from Gooseberry Patch. You know, instead of throwing out all those pumpkins that you're buying now for Halloween, which is really a shame.
I love
them.
Really
cook cows,
them and
cows.
Eat them. That's what you should be doing. And, you know, you can read it on everything, a Kindle, a BlackBerry, an iPod Touch, an iPad, an Android, a Windows Phone 7, your PC, your Mac, or blah, blah, whatever. And it's from Gooseberry Patch Pumpkin Cookbook. And this is cool, a free one-year subscription to Field and Stream magazine, so you can learn how to go out and shoot your own food, so you can cook that too.
Good.
And it's all on the Queen of Cheap website at DougStephan.com.
The deals are there every day. Check them out. We're there to help you out, save you some money. Cool thing. Nothing wrong with that. Is there anything more banal than the story that these two Maronis who were walking or hiking on the Iranian-Iraqi border, the news media has made such fools of themselves by continuing to underscore these two idiots and what they did, and sort of try to make them out like heroes. I can see them going around now to schools and talking to assemblies about how they survived their captivity.
Have you heard their story, by the way?
I don't want to because I think they're Maronis.
Well, they're saying, and I'm going to tell you anyway because they are Maronis, but they were complaining about the conditions in the prison. And so they're on TV complaining about how they were treated.
It's Iran. What the hell do you think is going to be the condition of prison?
And I guess the Iranians were telling them that they shouldn't complain because the conditions were better than Guantanamo Bay.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Are you getting anybody, Jennifer, who would like to have a stamp made in somebody's honor? What are you getting for feedback from
people
on Facebook?
Our friends at Facebook are cool because they're into politics right now because it's an election cycle.
Right.
So we have, well, that's my guess anyway, but we have a couple of votes for a Ron Paul stamp right now.
Really? That's cool.
Which I think would be cool. It would probably be a little dusty when you lick the back of it, but, you know.
Very funny.
We also have Benny Mathers, who says he wants a Doug Stephan stamp.
Hey, Benny, you're all right.
You
Doug Stephan stamp. Now, wouldn't that be cool?
That would be cool. And then Thomas, this is my favorite, he wants Monica Lewinsky wearing the famous soiled blue dress and smoking a cigar.
Poor Monica Lewinsky. There's something about it. I really would like to meet her and figure out a way to help her.
Hold her hand.
I don't know. Just somehow give her a job or get her a job or... Can you imagine?
She has a fashion line, I think, doesn't
she? No, hasn't gone anywhere. No? Hasn't done a thing. No, then she had the pocketbook line, I think it was.
Yeah.
But she's just drifting because everybody makes such a joke out of her. She hasn't been able to keep a job. She lives with her friends back and forth, goes from New York to L.A., doesn't have enough money to have a house. That's not right.
No.
It's really wrong with that. Okay. At any rate, television and a focus on this fellow, Christopher Barber. Finally, hear this story. The story of the moment, however, is about your feet. Your feet. Hmm. Your feet. I have a question for you, Roberta. Do your tired, achy feet ever stop you from doing what you want to do?
Sometimes. Yeah.
Right. All right. So here's the way I can help you. You will not suffer anymore. At least your feet won't. You may suffer elsewhere, but not your feet. I want you to try Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They are absolutely the best. Here's what you have to do. You go to a kiosk, Dr. Scholl's kiosk in the mall, and then you step up with their foot mapping technology there. You'll get your foot measured, your arch type, your pressure points, and then the Custom Fit Orthotics, the recommended custom fit for you, will come out in your individual foot, even. It's one foot. It may be different than the other. We all know our feet are different. You'll get the custom-made orthotics that are guaranteed to work by Dr. Scholl. It's guaranteed to work because they provide just the right combination of comfort and support and relieve your tired, achy feet. Guaranteed to work, or you'll get your money back. That's about as good as it gets, folks. Visit Dr. Scholl's, DrSCholls, drscholls.com, and you'll find the closest store near you. Listen to me. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics will start you feeling, walking, and being better. So check it out, drscholes.com.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my Graham to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Yes, they certainly do. Most of the people listening to this program of the female persuasion are right in step with that. Right in step with it. Right, Roberta? In step. Lock step.
In step. That's what I am. In
13
step.
Before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Okay. So the story, Jennifer, of Christopher Barber. This is a story that I found at DougSteffen.com. The police have been brought into this, trying to figure out what happened to this man. First of all, there were two people involved in this. Christopher Barber was one of the people, and the other fellow is Brett Cummins. Brett Cummins is a weatherman on KARK in Arkansas.
The Kirk.
Just imagine where you'd find KARK would be in Arkansas, right? Makes sense. It seems that Mr. Cummins woke up in a bathtub next to a guy who was dead. The dead man was wearing a dog collar.
Sorry.
I've heard about this story. So how did he get there?
Well, I believe that is a subject of investigation. The local police are trying to figure this all out. Apparently, there are three people involved in this story. Mr. Barber, Mr. Cummins, and one of Mr. Cummins' friends. Apparently, Mr. Cummins went over to spend the night with his friend, and in the morning woke up. The fellow who owns the house heard some snoring in the bathroom, and he opened up the door, and he saw these two guys in the tub. Tub had no water in it. Cummins woke up, and the other fellow didn't. So now there's an investigation going on. And you can go to the KARC website and see a picture of Mr. Cummins, a young, good-looking guy. So what do you suppose they were doing in the bathtub together? And why did one guy have... This is just you. I'm just giving you food for thought. Use your imagination.
Was there a bubble bath involved?
There was no bubble bath. There was no water in the tub.
Oh. See, this would freak me out, because you know you always hear those horror stories about waking up in a tub of ice missing your kidney.
Right.
That's the first thing I would check.
Whatever.
Make sure that's done.
All right, let's see who's going to be missing from the television screen. Jennifer's got a list of the early cancellations.
It's Death Watch time already. We're only 2 weeks into TV season already. Much speculation about what will make it and what won't. And I'm kind of sad. The first one that's going to be cut, I mean, it's pretty much a done deal. It's NBC's Free Agents, and that's the one with Hank Azaria. Up All Night is doing really well. That's the Christina Applegate at Will Arnett show. That's doing fine. But then everybody goes away when Free Agents comes on. So that one's going away. CW's Hater, which I actually think is kind of funny. It takes celebrities, B-list, I'll be nice, celebrities that try to convince you not to hate them. So, for instance, Snooki's on there, and she's trying to convince you not to hate her. But that one's dead. No, it's even been pulled from the CW schedule. And then Up All Night's doing pretty well. And then the early success for New Girl on Fox and Two Broke Girls will keep those around for the rest of the season. It looks like The X Factor will stay around, although it's disappointing. Okay. And Playboy Club on its way out.
Gonzo with the Playboy Club. So the parent television count that gets its way. 51 after the hour.
Hello.
Hello, this is Steve Shank with an urgent update from eFoods Direct. Folks, we're all fighting huge food price increases. eFoods Direct has been doing all we can this year to help you get food before the perfect storm of exploding food prices from the 2011 harvest. During September, eFoods is giving you free shipping on your food supply orders. But you have to understand, we're entering the eye of the food cost storm. Ethanol is boosting gas prices and driving corn costs so high our wheat for bread is going into animal feed, and pasta wheat cost has doubled since last year. I strongly advise you to get your order in before the free shipping deadline, September 30th. Free shipping, including Alaska and Hawaii, ends September 30th. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
All right, so, Rich, are you okay?
I'm fine.
You are?
Yeah.
Hey, Richie, welcome back.
But the game last night, you were tardy because you watched the game.
I stayed up late to watch them. You know, I wished if the Redskins would lose, especially to the Cowboys, they'd get blown out early so I could go to bed instead of waiting
for
the last the last 60 seconds.
They lost. It was 2 points difference when I went to bed.
2 points. Yeah. So, Richie, can we do something for you to make you feel better?
No, I'm fine. I'm used to it. Long-time Redskins fan.
Why do you bother staying up and torturing yourself? Would probably be the question.
Could be a chance.
Yeah, they've got a little bit of a season going, so games in.
Coming up in a moment, true stories from the police blotter about old ladies packing heat. All right, should I use a different term? Mature women packing heat. Is that better? That sound better if I say
mature
it that way?
Mature women packing heat. I like that.
You like that? Okay. Mm-hmm. I kind of like old ladies packing heat, but we'll...
Me too.
Yeah, right. Grannies and their guns coming up.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
54 past the hour on Good Day.
Many women can relate to the anxiety of wondering whether or not they're pregnant, especially with the recent birth control recall, or if you just miss a pill. But women can know they're pregnant sooner than ever before with the First Response Early Result Pregnancy Test, which can detect pregnancy up to 6 days before the missed period, one day sooner than other tests on the market. Dr. Mary Jane Minkin, clinical professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the Yale University School of Medicine, has more.
If you have missed a pill or are unsure about the pills you are taking, don't panic. Take a First Response Early Result Pregnancy Test, which can provide results up to 6 days before the day of your missed period. Knowing you're pregnant sooner puts you at an advantage because early detection allows you to make appropriate behavioral and health changes for yourself and your baby. First Response Early Pregnancy Test really does tell you first.
For more information, visit www.firstresponse.com.
Elisa Ilara creates a fabulous line of awareness jewelry made right here in the USA to raise funds for cancer research. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and help support the girls is Elisa Ilara's new mantra. Support a loved one, commemorate a milestone, or just say, I love you with beautiful jewels from Elisa Ilara Jewelry. Purchase your breast cancer awareness bracelets at ElisaIlara.com or call us at 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping.
All right, here's the true story first from a Kansas State Highway Patrol officer who says in his report to his boss, I made a traffic stop, elderly lady. She was speeding on Interstate 166 eastbound at mile marker 73 near Sedona. Stopped her, asked her for a driver's license, registration, proof of insurance. Lady took out the required information, handed to me, and the cards he was surprised the officer was due to her age to see that she had a concealed carry permit. He looked her over, asked if she had a weapon in her possession. She said yes, a .45 automatic in her glove box. Mm. But the police officer said something in her body language made him want to ask if she had any other firearms, and so he asked, and she admitted to having a 9mm Glock in her center console. So the police officer said one more time, are there any other guns in your possession? She says, yes, I have a .38 special in my purse. Police officer says, what are you afraid of? Lady looks back at him and says, not a damn thing. All right, so this story is from Fort Worth, Texas. Police say a suspected robber on the run took one look at a grandmother with her gun in her hand and gave himself up. Lake Worth police chasing two brothers into Fort Worth when they bailed out of their car near Interstate 30. One brother ran into a neighborhood and chose some bushes to hide behind. Didn't do a good job of choosing because Cindy Irving came out of her home armed with a .357 six-shooter. We were looking down that way, and he was coming up the street, and I saw him hide in the bushes, said this lady. And so she stuck the gun in the bush. The guy came out with his hands up. I give up, lady. The police are looking for me. My son and I just robbed a convenience store. So the son got away. He was 26 years old, or I guess they got him later on. But the father was caught by this lady. She got out her cell phone and called 911. She's 73 years old, about the same as the other lady. What is it? Is a six-shooter like the guns they used in the movies, the cowboy movies?
Like the westerns, yeah.
Is that what it is?
It's a six-shooter that has six bullets in it.
Where do you get those guns anymore? Hard to get a gun like that.
You can buy them.
You can buy those kind of guns?
Yeah.
All right, I think you can buy those guns anymore. All right. So the world is a safer place because of these two grandmas with guns. 59 after on Good Day. We all know.